Maine Democrats declare Troy Jackson winner of convention, formally replacing Graham Plattner. By Hannah Knudsen on July 25, 2026. Maine Democrats formally declare Troy Jackson the winner of the Maine Democrat Party's U.S. Senate nominating convention, meaning he will formally replace scandal-plagued Graham Plattner in the race against incumbent Representative Susan Collins, Army. The Maine Democrat Party announced that Jackson secured the nomination at this weekend's convention, receiving support from 566 delegates across the state. Congratulations to Troy Jackson on earning the Democratic nomination for U.S. Senate, Maine Democratic Party Chair Charlie Dingman said in a statement. Maine Democrats engaged in this tightly scheduled nomination process with energy and enthusiasm. Tens of thousands of Democrats participated in selecting delegates. And today our delegates chose our nominee in a process that was open, representative, and transparent, Dingman continued, asserting that Maine Democrats are now united to support our nominee and focus on what matters most, defeating Susan Collins this November. He added, "Mainers are looking for a senator who will fight for working families, lower costs, protect our freedoms, and stand up for Maine. We're excited to get to work to elect Roy Jackson and build a stronger future for our state." Jackson, the former president of the Maine Senate, was widely anticipated to win the convention, as the majority of delegates pledged to back him over his qualifying contenders, which included David Costello, Dan Kleben, and Sandra Pelletier. Notably, candidate Ashley Webb, the self-described transgender intersex individual who made waves for once claiming that he got his monthly period through his rectum, apparently did not qualify for the convention. Jackson is a controversial individual with a reputation of having a boiling temper. Earlier this month, the far-left group Progressive Victory unveiled a troubling allegation against Jackson, alleging that he struck a female colleague with a bottle he threw at her during a disagreement, corroborated by several witnesses. The Washington Post has also described Jackson as someone who once angrily threw a water bottle in a meeting after he couldn't persuade a lawmaker to vote his way. While some Democrats are confident in this change in candidates, others remain doubtful. According to Notice, Senator Mazie Hirono, DeHi, laughed when asked if Jackson had a better chance of winning than Plattner. "Let's just say that we have a candidate," she said.